Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabid Stumblings, podcast 407. This time I have a bit to say about Remnant 2's new DLC, and that's it for this time. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So I've been playing through the new DLC for Remnant 2 for maybe about 8 hours total. I would guess my first run through took between 3 and 4 hours if we remove all the times I died to a new particular flying boss and the new bosses that I didn't know the mechanics for and some trap rooms where I repeatedly died. So you can get through it pretty quickly. This takes place on Yaesha, and while the new areas are very beautiful and very different, it feels kind of very familiar because it is still Yaesha, which we have spent quite a bit of time on both in the first and second games so far. I actually had kind of a hard time getting into it when I first got it. The first area is designed much more vertically than pretty much all the rest of the game. They decided to lean into the verticality of Yaesha. And so the very start of it is kind of really confusing because it kind of expects you to travel vertically. And if you aren't used to thinking that way, like I haven't played in a few months, so I'm not thinking, you know, sort of out of the box. I'm going back to what my brain kind of remembers. It took me probably 2 or 3 hours on that first run through to find my way out of the first zone. I kept going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I'm like, what am I missing? I'm just repeatedly going through the same area, and I don't know where this area connects to the next area. And so I kind of rage quit for a little while because it was really difficult to get into. And even after I'd beaten the DLC and restarted the adventure again, it probably still took me about an hour to get through that first area because I just really don't get it. There's just something about it that just doesn't make sense. And I think it's in partly the design of the verticality that it just doesn't match with what they've done previously. It has this area where you're supposed to go up into these little tree homes, basically. And the tree homes in all of the previous Yaesha areas, basically have one area, and then it will sort of maybe extend slightly upwards to another treehouse area, and that's pretty much it. That's all they really do. But in the DLC, this starting area has, like, multiple ones of these, like 3 or 4 of them in a row, and they're all round. So, I don't know, maybe something about that design was confusing me, and I was just going repeatedly in circles. But you're supposed to go sort of up and up and up and up, and each time it goes just slightly more up. And I don't know, I just kept missing the final, like, side area that has a bridge, and you go across the bridge, and then that's the way out to the next area. Those first 2 times I did the DLC, I just could not find it. I would just go in circles and circles and circles across the zone going, what am I missing? So I think some of the design is a little bit bad because it is very different from what we're used to, although it is very interesting that it's all that verticality and that first area actually kind of changes. You pull a switch and then portion of the whole area will change, so that is very cool. But I think because of the different aspect of it, it is very confusing. There is also one new enemy I found particularly frustrating. Along with this verticality, they've added sort of a gargoyle-like guy, would be the best way I could think of to describe him. And it has a couple moves. It has sort of a dodge to the side move. So if you haven't quite found him yet and he dodges to the side, he could just stay completely out of your view. And then he has another move, which is sort of a dive bomb move, which he'll actually do like 3 times in a row. And each time can pretty much one-shot you if he gets you, you know, really solidly. And so I died to that one a lot, like way, way, way too much. And even now on my third time through the DLC, there's still times where I'll be like, oh, there's the flying guy, I hear him, and I'm dead. Because I didn't see where he was, and he just did the dive bomb, and then I died. So that seems really kind of cheatery and not very fun compared to previous flying enemies. And of the three bosses that there are, I'm not really sure how I feel about two of them, because while sure, there are sort of one-shot mechanics with all the bosses in the Remnant games, it kind of felt like this one was, again, kind of cheating, because he has, I think, about 2 different moves where you have to dodge pretty much 3 times in a row at exactly the right time, and I don't even know what the people that can't dodge 3 times in a row do with this boss, because I'm kind of built for fast dodging and fast recovery. But this guy just, again, repeatedly killed me, and it was kind of unfair feeling, because the arena's really small, and then he'll do a quick move to get to the side to get sort of out of your view, and then he'll do those, you know, quick dodge attacks, and if he hits you once, you're probably going to get staggered, and then he'll hit you again, and then you're dead by the second hit for sure. So that did not feel great. And then another boss was also doing a lot of flying, and she's in this arena, which it's like a really small arena, just kind of floating in space. So she's dropping these mines, she's floating around, so you're looking up, so the mines below you will explode because you're walking on them, and then you fall off the edge of the arena quite a bit. So, I don't know. I was not thrilled with that either. But with both of those bosses, I would say the second time I came through, I didn't really have an issue with them. They weren't that tough. I only died, I think, once on each of them. So, I guess they weren't really that hard. But, I don't know. My first time fighting them, they felt a bit extreme. And, again, kind of like it's cheating because it's making you do things you aren't used to doing in the previous game, which I guess, you know, is good in that the DLC is doing something new with the bosses. But again, you know, it felt like you've never done this kind of thing before, and so it kind of feels like cheating. I don't know. I am not thrilled with the boss design in this DLC. They are pretty fun, but they are definitely pretty far down my list of, you know, order of cool bosses. There are a couple of trap areas as well, which, while fun to have a cool and different thing to do other than just shooting bad guys in the face, kind of felt overly challenging until I sort of got the hang of them, and then they were okay, I guess. So if you're into the sort of trap thing, then you got some cool stuff to look forward to, I guess. Although I really gotta say, I don't understand how they expect anybody to actually find the new class. I would never have found it if I didn't look up, you know, on a YouTube guide how to find it. Because it literally has you go to one of these trap rooms and stand in somewhere that is somewhat dangerous and let yourself sink into the sand literally for 5 to 7 minutes, slowly sinking. And it's like, A, why would somebody ever think to stand in this dangerous area? And B, why would they stand there 5 to 7 real-time minutes until their character, you know, pretty much dies? It doesn't make sense to me. At least with the loathsome boss, you know, it grabs you and pulls you into a sewer grate, and you're like, oh my god, what just happened? It's a surprise, and it's, you know, kind of funny when you see people you know, that you're grouped with, you know, have that happen to them. But this is like, you have to purposely do it, and I don't see how anybody would ever think to do that on their own, so that seems a bit crazy. I do like the new class now that I got it. I'm still checking it out. I think I'm only like level 6 of 10 so far, so I still have a little ways to go, but it seems pretty cool. Of course, Remnant 2 always is, you know, building upon what came before and adding to that pool of random stuff. So there's some new weapons, there's some new mods, There's probably a bunch of jewelry. I know I've only found like 3 new jewelry pieces, and there's probably way more than that. And so overall, this is adding, you know, more randomized stuff that could come into my games in the future. And I am doing a third run-through now to get something that takes 3 run-throughs, although I guess I didn't get the thing I needed in the second run-through, so I'm still kind of only on the first piece of that part of the puzzle, but I know there's a couple things I have to do, and it's like you have to do this thing, and then you do the A choice, and then you have to re-roll it and do it all again and get the B choice. And one of the things that is new, I'm on my third run-through, I'm going to have to restart a fourth time, because I haven't even seen the dungeon area I need to find yet for that whole section of stuff. So even though I've played 8 hours, and like I said, you can probably do it the one first time that shows you all the new stuff in 3 or 4 hours, you know, there's probably going to be a bunch of stuff you still need to get and you still need to do. So as usual for Remnant 2, there is quite a bit to do with it, and you'll have to do it multiple times. And I guess if you are into Remnant 2, it is worth picking up. And if you're like me and you bought the special edition, it will have come free, and it will just already be there, and you just choose a new adventure and then choose the new DLC. And that's really it for this podcast. I can't think of anything else to say. Do watch out for the new Elder Scrolls Online expansion coming, I think, in about a month. And then in 2 weeks is the new Destiny 2 expansion. So that should be pretty cool and exciting. And I guess I can talk about that a little bit next time. I won't have too much time with it, but I'll be able to give some very initial thoughts, I'm sure. I guess overall, I'm okay. I have lots of fun games to play, so that is super cool and super fun. And I've actually got so many. There's some that are getting pushed back, like Baldur's Gate 3, which is like, meh, I'm going to play these other more fun new things instead. So I have quite a bit to play. I have been losing quite a lot of sleep lately. I've been sleeping maybe half or two-thirds as much as normal for like a month now. I don't really know why still. And I've been very sneezy and sniffly lately, so that is not great as well. But I guess overall, in general, my health is okay. That's all I can think of for this time. And hopefully I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there,
at a price point of your choice.
Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License, 2024.